personally feel about Russell Wilson and Deshaun? What are some of the things that there are some common traits that you use in the NFL? What do you see in these guys?
Yeah, I mean, their mobility and athleticism obviously stands out. You know, they're two guys that obviously move around well. They both have the ability to extend plays. I think they you know, why they extend plays, they're able to keep their eyes down the field and make throws down the field as well. Both have good, you know, good arms, strong arms, can push the ball vertically down the field. So I think those are probably the main things.
When you play somewhere in Seattle, like Seattle, obviously very loud, other than just playing loud music, how do you work with Deshaun on his communication in the huddle just to help make sure there's nothing, no wires crossing?
Yeah, you just emphasize, you know, like within the huddle that he's got to, you know, you always have to make sure, like it's simple things, like your eyes have got to be up, your lips have got to be up so those guys can hear everything that you're saying. So there's some really, like, small things that seem very matter-of-fact, but you just have to kind of harp on them, keep reminding them all week long, and he's pretty good with it. He understands the situation, so, but those little things usually help.
Do you think his experience in college and playing in some wild stadiums will help him on Sunday?
Yes, I think it'll help. I do think this is a unique environment. You know, it's probably the loudest, you know, one of the loudest places in the National Football League, so it's still going to be a challenge, but I certainly think his background of playing at the Florida States, you know, some of the night games in the ACC will help him.
What's been the key to helping him just adjust and become comfortable to the point where he's making changes and on the fly and things like that, which are kind of challenging for a rookie quarterback?
I think just constant repetition, you know, whether it be at practice, whether it be mental reps that you're getting while watching film, talking about not only what goes on in the film room during plays, but also kind of like you know, well, what if they did this and what would you do? What could be an answer for us? What have we given you in the past as an answer to something like this? So it's just constantly, you know, talking scenarios and situations and going through them with them. And I think, you know, every week Pat O'Hara and we make a quarterback tape. He makes a quarterback tape of different guys throughout the league and situations that come up within the league from the previous week. And we go through them and talk about them. Coach, you know, O'Brien runs that meeting and goes through situations. I just think they do a pretty good job, you know, of we do a good job of just kind of over and over again repeating those things.
Sean, going back to the noise kind of situation, is the noise difference in Seattle significant to where significant enough to other places around the league where you might have to consider communication as a different way of doing it, I guess, so to speak?
It's loud. I mean, you know, most road games, look, you prepare your team to go on the road, you prepare them for noise. And I don't think this is different in how we're preparing them or how we're talking to them. You know, we try to let them know the challenges of it, you know, and just being honest with them and up front, this is very loud. But also, you know, here's all we have to do in our communication and make sure we're clear on it, everybody's on the same page. So you coach it, teach it, emphasize it the same way wherever you go on the road.
So you wouldn't say it's any better or worse than, like, say, Kansas City or whatever?
I think Kansas City's a very, you know, is a loud place as well, you know, so you get those guys ready in terms of, you know, there's going to be some times where, you know, we're going to have to make sure our huddle's tighter than normal. You know, it's things like that. We've got to tighten things up. We've got to make sure you may have to check your formations twice, you know, and make sure that guys have heard you correctly in the huddle. You know, it's things like that that come into play when you play in a loud place like Seattle.
CJ's on his path back to potentially play in a couple of weeks. What was it like, I guess, from an offensive perspective for you to see him back out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's been, in the last couple of years, a huge asset. Obviously, was a very productive guy last year. He's done a real good job, so it would be great, you know, offensively to get him back another weapon.